The motto of the local organization, We Got This, is putting the neighbor back in the hood. The program focuses on community building in a predominantly African-American neighborhood. One of its initiatives invites youth to work on its community garden on 9th and Ring. Now in its fifth summer, the garden has gotten so popular, the group had to put up a fence and establish hours of operation. WUWM's Mayan Silver has the story.
The birds aren't the only thing you'll hear these days at the We Got This community garden. There's the sound of the jackhammer from construction across the street for the building of an expanded gathering center and fruit orchard. Andre Lee Ellis is a playwright and community gardener who started the project.
All of the food in the garden is free for anybody that wants to come, not just these neighbors. Our objective is to teach neighbors how to build gardens right at home where they live.
His work and mentoring initiative for boys ages 12 to 16 starts the first Saturday after school lets out, this Saturday. He invites the youth to clean up the streets and then work in the garden. They start at 8 a.m. sharp, and at the end of the day, they get a $20 stipend. The money is supplied by community donations.
Believe you me, it makes a big difference. And some of our boys walk here. They walk from 76th Street, 68th and McKinley. They walk. And when they get their $20, they walk back home.
What these opportunities bring to the community, says Ellis, is priceless.
It's a neighbor that came to me earlier today and said, Mr. Andre, stop and listen. You hear that? That's the sounds of hammers and nails, not gunshots. And I said to her, wow, it's nice to smell cutting grass over gunpowder.
He says that the gardens are a space to escape gun violence and the stressors of city life and provide another type of positive change.
The healing over here, I think, includes better eating habits, and I think that that is what is contributing to the health disparities that we have. I myself deal with congestive heart failure, diabetes, high blood pressure, but things are better for me and getting better since I've started the garden.
Teenager Nathaniel Collins' story is a testament to the fact that We Got This can deliver. He's a regular volunteer in the garden and a recent graduate of Washington High School. Gardening with the We Got This group has certainly had an impact on his palate. He says of the tastiest thing he ever ate from the garden,
it was a jalapeno pepper. And the pickles was good. The cucumbers, I should say, was good as well.
He says the program taught him how to grow food and earn money and connected him with Andre Ellis, a mentor who helped him bring up his GPA. Before that, he says, he'd been skipping class and ditching school.
So I was only had like 1.7, I believe. I told Mr. Andre he had got on me. He had told me I need to focus more in school. I need to do better. And then that's exactly what I did. Next semester, I had a 3.7.
His younger brother, Roshan Collins, says he learned lessons from the organization as well, which he has been with essentially since it opened 4 years ago.
It changed my thought process, and it also helped me with skills such as refusing friends who try to encourage me to do bad. Mr. Andre taught me that not everybody is your friend, that sometimes you gotta tell them no matter what the outcome is.
David Muhammad is with the City Office of Violence Prevention. He says that this type of engagement is what can heal communities.
I could go technical and talk about how, you know, the soil and urban gardening and all of this is a proven violence prevention strategy as well as a trauma reduction strategy. But what I really want to say is that this is one of the most beautiful things I've ever been able to participate in.
Lifelong Milwaukee resident Vanessa Britton Winston, who is visiting the garden, agrees.
And it means so much to me because I haven't seen anything like this, where you feel at home, you're welcome, and it's like peaceful. It's like being down at the lakefront, but you're in the hood, you know?
Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.